One More Turn. Episode 1206, In Plain Sight.
Here I thought I was a troll in the family.
You can keep the gnome's looks.
You can't possibly believe that you can get Max to flip to us, not after Kingston lost his cool.
That's a mischaracterization.
No kidding. It's an understatement. When I said I had another suggestion, I didn't say it was to have anyone else join our site. You assumed.
No, I presumed.
Why would you believe that was true?
You referenced the suggestion in the context of other names being suggested for flipping.
We were talking about flipping a person themselves, not their names. Just because I have a reputation of being humorless doesn't mean I don't know how to be.
That wasn't evidence, Kingston. That was inference. You assumed, making you an ass.
Nora mentioned getting into disagreements with Avery over this terminology. Sound about right, Dominic?
If you're not suggesting flipping someone to our side, Barry, then what are you saying?
Duplicity. One of us flipped to them, only to change their mind and come back.
How does this help me in my assault trial?
How does this help my tax fraud trial?
We convinced this person to serve as a character witness for you both.
The same witness, both trials, running at the same time? That would look suspicious.
With the same lawyer to boot.
It would look consistent.
Who do you have in mind for this duplicity?
You're entertaining this notion?
I don't find anything we're saying or doing here entertainment.
It should be you, Carson.
Have you taken leave of what few senses you still have left?
He's right.
They're both right.
No. You're the only one with any history, meaningful at least, with all of them. You leverage it all. Combined with a winning performance, you can pull this off. But you've got to approach it from the side of Hudson. You were his business partner, after all.
So was Caleb.
You were the you-know-who brother who worked, and he treated as an equal, not employee. He was in a romantic relationship with Avery, uncle to her child. He was romantically involved with Bella multiple times over decades. Before that, he got Max to help him against you. Well, you. He regards her father, Garrison, as his own more than any other. He's Reese's cousin, treating her like the sister he always wanted Riley to be.
You conveniently left out Max and Nora.
More like inconveniently. Conspicuously. Purposefully.
Yes, it will be trickier with the two of them because they both dislike Hudson. They also both dislike you. Admittedly, Nora more so Hudson and Max more so you. Nora's had a soft spot for you since she saw you as not only an inverse of Caleb, but also a victim of his cruelty in filming that Behaving Badly video. Lean into that history, and she can help soften Max up. As much as she detests Hudson, she cannot believe he deserves the treatment he got from Kingston.
Or is at least envious Kingston got to him first. Did I say that out loud?
You still haven't said who would serve as a character witness for me and Kingston.
Simple. Nora. For why you're likable and shouldn't be held accountable, and why Hudson is not likable and Kingston shouldn't be held accountable.
Court of law is Bella's domain.
It's also Gary's, and he's been doing it long before Bella practiced. And since she was disbarred... Yeah, I'm liking this plan, born of the brains of city folk and carried out by the brawn of a townie.
Wait, this plan puts Carson in the role of puppeteer, with Hudson as its doll. They were heavily involved in the Doe contract, and it's only by some miracle that Pedro's mayor has managed to remove it from headlines in this town. Our city? Our region. Putting them into the spotlight will likely undo all that effort, and then some. You're okay with?
Do you have an alternative plan of attack that doesn't hinge on support from someone who clearly wants to be forgotten?
Don't you all see that Nora would be the face? Someone who had nothing to do with the Doe contract? The public would suspect nothing of Carson Hudson's involvement, and the double-crossed would especially not want that known as it would reflect very poorly on their judgment of character.
This is all presupposed on them believing Carson is truly that changed. Since Bella and Gary loved recording the goings-on at their then-shared place of business, you've got to believe she's definitely recording any interaction she has with Carson in particular. She could have Lisa. Hell, even be live-streaming them long before any double-crossing can then take place. The narrative is lost.
And we livestream it. I livestream it. On purpose. Known to one and all. When I double-cross them, The world will see how poor judges of character they really are, and any credibility they would have had to push convictions of me and Kingston's convictions is lost.
That is too risky.
No. Risky enough.
I agree.
Of course you do. It was your idea.
Based on your suggestion.
If I'm supposed to be flattered, you got another thought coming.
We should give Gary a chance to weigh in on this. I'll bring it up next time we meet.
Just text him.
So it can be ignored? Entered into evidence as communication in reproducible form?
Just call him.
So I can be ignored and listen to his Go for Gary hockey-lated voicemail greeting? Speak of the devil we know. Gary wants to meet in person, most of us separately.
Except me?
Except you.
Why not him?
He's not representing him. While we're doing that, why don't you try contacting Max directly? Distance yourself from Kingston, maintaining you didn't know how far he was willing to go against Hudson and Garrison, and how you tried to stop it.
I did know how far he was willing to go, and I really did try to stop it.
That's true. I didn't tell you. I didn't want you to convince me not to, and I really wanted your surprise reaction to be genuine.
Well then, you won't have to act, which is probably for the best. Don't quit your day job.
Unless I get fired from it because I'm found guilty of assault.
That's the spirit. But you're right.
I like to think we can get this done in less time than it has taken us to decide to do it.
One More Turn. Written and created by Daniel Dan Q. Quick. Edited by Dark Cloud. Directed and produced by Daniel Dan Q. Quick. Characters in order of appearance. Kingston, voiced by Jason New Earth Relic. Barry, voiced by Timothy 001 Rules. Dominic, voiced by Jason Mega Bears Fan Raid. Carson, voiced by Scott Alphashard Dirk. Sounds courtesy of freesound.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod. Voiceover by Sedwick. Visit the One More Turn website at onemoreturn.net. Copyright Civilized Communication at civcom.net. On the next episode of One More Turn.
Kingston got in that punch I saw him leaning into, didn't he?
Asking questions you know the answers to would make a lawyer proud.
Badly enough that doctors are fighting to save my life.
Who are working harder than you in the moment, to do just that? You know why.